Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast. My name's Max.
What?
Wow. Cheers, guys.
No, we're not clapping.
Call me off guard.
If you want to clap,
I'm clapped. I'm joined
then. My name is Max.
I'm easily right.
I have a chair.
I could just see the stare and you weren't breaking concentration. And then I think the improv was, my name's Max. You went straight to...
I think every
Spanish
time...
Spanish GCSE.
Every time we do an intro, it's just not easy, is it?
Oh, so that wasn't planned. That was just...
Well, you think that was planned?
I hope so.
My name's Max. They'll take it from there. Do you intro yours, or was it more just casual chat?
No, there's an intro. Because it started off with, to annoy Freddie, who I do my podcast with, I started demonetizing every video immediately at the beginning. So, I don't know where you stand on dropping C-bombs and that on the podcast.
You can drop them, we'll have to...
Editors at the ready. I started every single show, and still mostly do, with I'm Rob Mulholland and he's a fat because it would be within the first 10 seconds, so it would immediately demonetize the video on YouTube, which also badly affected me. Yeah. But it's cost me hundreds of pounds over the years, but it makes me laugh every time.
Man.
He's tried to have serious conversations with me at times where he was like, can you actually stop? And I'd be like, yeah, and he's a fat. Every time, it made me laugh.
Don't get any ideas, all right?
Hey, I would never.
But no, I have a little routine.
My name's Tom.
You have a routine?
Yeah, we've got a little opening routine because we've got a very deeply autistic fan base who don't like change. So I like to start every episode the same. So
every episode,
okay.
The full episode's the same.
It is largely. We've got
a deeply autistic podcast.
Yeah. I think we have the most autistic audience of any non-specifically autism-based podcast.
We had a bit of. There's a bit of kickback when we swapped sides, basically, when we moved to room, and a lot of people just couldn't stomach what had happened.
Yeah.
It was noticeable. I think they're still not back to watching it yet.
Feeling better.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, I preferred it in the other way around era.
Yeah. Joey, who has the worst intro of any podcast, is Hot Water's Green Room.
Right.
When Jamie starts going, yo, 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 like that, and he does his advert. And I think, how can you start every... And is it Manscaped that have signed off on that? And it's the exact same promo every time. First minute
because they're too lazy to record more.
It's back in the old building.
Yeah.
Jamie's got hair.
He's skinny.
No, he's never been skinny.
He loves to talk about himself as if he was this really hot young guy.
Yeah, I've known Jamie for like quite a while, and I can vouch for the fact he was not. He was always a weird little tubby ginger freak. He's been like that forever. He's now just now everyone knows him. It's really funny. He's just been my weird little mate for a decade, and now he's this. And it's all the time I get the, is he really like that? And I'm like, yes. Yes, no one is acting less than that man, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, bless
him. He's fun, though.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. He'll die soon, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm joined by Tom Looney.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
Is that all right? You happy with that?
No, I'm happy with that, yeah.
So I was going to check, do you get the Looney vibe?
He's a pretty loony guy.
Yeah.
Cheers, Rob.
See the tape on his finger?
Yeah. How much a big anvil fell on that? Fell off a cliff holding a little umbrella. Did you run into a road that was painted on the wall?
That is so you, man.
Yeah, pretty loon guy.
You picked up on it really good.
What actually happened to your finger?
It's worse than what you said.
I was trying to put a hole in Stephen's belt before the live show. He did ask me to.
It was
consensual. And I was with my Swiss Army knife. I chose the wrong tool, Rob.
Right.
I should have gone for the corkscrew. Went for the big knife.
Right.
And just wasn't having it.
Classic mistake.
This is it. I thought we'd bring the big boy out.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just snapped back on itself and took my fingertip off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Have you got fingerprints anymore then? Can you get away with like burglary?
It's a bit of a. I think I can.
Yeah. I just use that finger to grab stuff.
is.
That stomp print's got
so much crime. Yeah. No, it's growing back though. I mean, it was only like the corner. It took like the nail, a bit of the nail bed, but and then like a bit of the side. So.
Yeah, careful with knives, everyone. Yeah.
Powerful message.
Powerful message. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. I'll be appearing at Andy's Man Club this week to talk about knives.
I'm joined by Stephen Tries.
Oh, thanks, Max. Thank you. Yes.
How are your fingers?
Actually, mum. Cancel me, ITV2. Cancel me. Actually, they probably like that.
I'm not going to ask her. I'm joined by Rob Morland.
Hey, hello.
From the Dead Men Talking podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, mainly that. That's what I've seen on Instagram, let's be real. Like,
amongst other things.
Yeah. Other failed projects. I am known from several other wildly dead podcasts.
Panel beaters.
What's that? Panel beaters. Yeah, I used to do that. Yeah, fucking hell. I used to dress up as a Grim Reaper and do a panel show with Gary Delaney and Queen McDonald. It was dead fun. I was like the judge as the Grim Reaper. It kind of died, though. What happened was we were trying to film a pilot of it, right? We'd been working on this like format for ages.
Yeah.
We went to the Leicester Comedy Festival to film a pilot and we go, yeah. We paid Jason Manford to host it. It was a bit of a favour to like Gary and that because they're like, oh, mates. And we're like, you know, we were betting the house on this. This is the one, right? And we're filming it and it was going a bit awkward because it was like Jason's audience and I'm doing loads of jokes, ask the Grim Reaper. So all these old people, basically. I'm like, dying's funny. And they were like a bit close to the bone. But like about halfway into the record, a man on the front row had a violent seizure. Foaming at them, like shaking on the floor, just started doing this.
No.
And we all just stopped the show, obviously, and we're panicking and just watching. And then I realised.
You give it a bit of this.
I'll see you in a bit, boy.
I was essentially dressed as a near 7 foot Grim Reaper, scythe and everything, watching a man die. And I just sort of, I turned, like, and I whispered to Jason, I went, shall I go? And he went, yes. I was like scurry back off stage
in a puff of smoke.
Off
you disappeared.
Mate, it was so more
floating through the smoke.
I flew away. Like, thankfully he did survive.
God.
But like,
the
show
the first thing he saw.
It comes round. thankfully, the show didn't really recover from it though. The show died on its ass in that moment. It was difficult to regain momentum after that.
What were you judging?
It was just like it was like comedians doing jokes. It was just stupid, like fun,
like Kill Tony
panel
vibes
show.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. No, it was just more like a mock the weeky sort of thing. It was just playing games, comedians and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was written by like Gary, so it was loads of like one linery stuff.
Yeah,
like serving us stuff, comedians. It was dead fun. Really enjoyed doing it. And but yeah, like that one was
what
just,
a way to end though. Eh?
It was pretty cool. And like that was dead sick. Like, but yeah, that was one of the better failed projects I had in the past. Yeah,
Max used to do a character called Gargamel, who's a bit like the Grim Reaper.
Right,
and he also on his big show, Luck Wasn't On Your Side, was it? There,
and he died.
It was one of these things. It was like the student union,
right?
They were.
I do wonder
big one.
If people ever get tired of hearing this story. I don't think they do. Please, from the beginning,
they had voted for the student president,
right?
Really big event.
Yeah.
Loads of people in the student bar. I mean, there was a lot of people,
and they were
live streaming it. So they go.
Time, really.
Do you know what? If I was up to snuff, it would have been a great gig.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone wants a laugh, so I go up dressed as Gargamel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell a great story.
It's a hooded figure.
Yeah.
It's going to be a story about a world without student elections. I mean, who doesn't want to hear that?
Yeah.
I get the microphone.
I mean, I'm great.
Oh, I wish you were there. I got the microphone, spoke into it. Two words in, the mic dies.
Oh, yes.
So the power of his character.
Just couldn't handle the fire of his joke.
It was me just tugging the wire so it came out.
It's bright lights. It's not like, it wasn't like a stand-up thing, was
no,
it?
No.
There was random other bits.
I've
and it
done
was just,
gigs in student unions and they are rarely well-equipped.
Yeah. So I give the mic back and I'm like, I'm done. Like, this is mental. No one
gasps,
can hear me.
Though, gasps all around. What? Oh, it was Max Smith.
Let's just go home, though.
So I go to leave. I'm taking everything off. I'm about to open the door to leave the building. Please welcome to the stage, Max Smith.
Bear in mind, he's taking everything off.
Right, so you're no longer Gargamel.
I'm no longer Gargamel.
You're just a boy.
I'm just a guy.
I'm just a boy.
In that moment, I'm so intrigued by your thought process now.
Yeah.
Because you could pivot. You could not do the Gargamel stuff.
Yeah.
Did you consider that at any point?
No point would you have considered that.
But he's got these scary election stories.
Mate, the Gargamel stuff would have killed, man. It was so good.
Were you Gargamel? Yeah. But you
in
know,
here
but,
I was.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But as soon as I took the cape off, I wasn't anymore.
Put it in the air.
So then I went back up and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Hello? Mike dies again.
Was that your opening? I don't know what I'm doing. Hello.
I think so.
Max. Always Smith. A strong start.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Right.
Oh, no.
You really want to settle an audience down by letting them know you have no clue what you're doing and you've also taken off the costume they've just seen.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be strong. Fair, I had a hood on, so most of those people probably didn't even know it was me.
Right. So yeah. Now you're just a new boy.
I'm just a new guy.
Right. Yeah.
With my government name out there.
Right. So hey, all they've me, seen guys. So far is go, hi, I'm Gargamel. Goodbye. And then to them, apparently another boy comes up and says, I don't know what I'm doing, and then goes silent.
I don't want to be here. And then the mic cuts out again, and I'm done. And then this time I just leg it for the door.
Book these fellas.
Yeah, it was an eye-opening moment.
Yeah.
I vowed never to step on a stage again.
It must be a curse for anyone who puts on a cloak and does it.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Be
warned.
Careful
out there, guys.
This is it.
You know, I kind of wanted somebody to die in the audience so I could just get out of there scot-free, you know. This wasn't on me, it was on him.
Ah, oh, that's brutal. I love that. I love that there's never a point where you're just like, also like, it happens to like every like new comedian. You end up in a situation where in hindsight you're like, oh, I could have just not done that.
Yeah.
I could have just gone home.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, you know, I was being paid no pounds, no one wanted to see me and I could just leave. But I never considered that.
But I went back on.
Yeah, but like, stage time.
I only had that once when we used to do stuff for Tuesday Tony. I don't know if you ever.
Yeah.
But it was, I was meant to be the headliner. I was like, wow, the headliner.
Yeah, man.
But then it got to like 11:30, and Jamali was the other headliner, and he'd already finished his. I was having to follow a Vuvuzela act. And
how do you make an act of that? It's one droning noise.
Tuesday Tony's gigs were crazy.
Yeah,
but there's about 3 people left,
yeah.
And then I said, Tony, I'm not going to gig now. I'm so sorry. But I thought the Vuvuzela's killed it for me.
Yeah.
Once you're going after that, it's like, oh.
There's certain things that are unfollowable.
Where was that? Was that in the Zombie Shack?
Yeah, it was.
He'd have people turn up and he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll let you on.
Yeah,
it was like a couple of didgeridoo. It was like, all right, cool, man.
There's a guy in a cape once. It was just rabbits.
And then the other boy came on, nearly cried.
Oh, cheers, guys.
Yeah, like I'm on the website of a theatre in like the Lake District. I realised recently. I was like googling this place randomly. I was in the Lake District. So I was like, oh yeah, it's a picture of me when I used to dress smart. Like I've started doing it again. Started wearing suits on stage.
But back
in the day, like I started off in suits, right? So they've got a picture of me looking smart doing comedy on their nice stage. But you cannot see the audience because you would not see the silence and disgust that caused through every single person. I turned up this beautiful little theatre in the Lake District when I was dead new and I only had like 5-10 minutes of comedy. Yeah. That's all I had. I have to do that, right? And I turned up and it was the local Women's Institute had basically got it as like a corporate.
Oh, no.
It was basically like a private gig. And it is exclusively women over 60 in this audience, right?
In the Lake District,
it's so genteel. There are doilies on the tables.
Oh.
Doilies. Cucumber sandwiches.
Doilies, man. I've never performed before or since we're in sight of a doily. Like, I only have 10 minutes of abject filth.
Yeah.
And like,
did you consider just doing crowd work?
Well, like, no, that's the mad thing. I didn't consider doing anything else but this. If I'd have just.
Bit of bingo.
a story about a world without student elections.
Honestly, I wish I'd had you guys there. Any of these ideas would be better than what I did, which was to plow on regardless, right?
Because
what happened was, I went out, my opening bit. Died on its ass, right? They hated it immediately, right? Immediately, I did a dick joke, and they were like, ugh, right?
Yeah, that's a smart young man.
Yeah. And like, they were immediately disgusted. I plod on through 3 minutes of silence of that bit, and I go, right, I'm in trouble here. Time to reach for the closer. This always works, right?
Oh, no.
3 minutes later, I'm now in twice as much trouble because like they've not gone for that at all either. And I've gone through all that and I'm like, well, that's my best bit. And they hated that. And again, in hindsight, that's when you just go, I've been Rob Mulholland, good night.
Yeah.
But what I decided to do was do the only bit of material I had left, which is about my girlfriend at the time telling me that my semen tasted disgusting. And when I tell you the silence after I said the line, my cum tastes disgusting. There was just, I've never heard a silence more silent. It was so sad. I heard a teaspoon hit a saucer. And there is a photo of that on their
just
website.
Just broken by someone. So can we get a picture for the website?
So I'm like,
just a bright flash.
You with a mouthful of cum.
But yeah, never once did I have the idea of just not doing that, which would obviously be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously.
But hey, you've got this great story.
It's brilliant. Yeah, and a load of pensioners were really sad. Yeah, Christ. I remember it was still daylight outside. I just remember every single detail of that.
Had you been booked for it, or were you...
I wasn't just like, I didn't just turn up at the theatre and do it. Like, I'd been booked.
Was there other comedians?
Yeah, I had to go into a green room. Like, I was an open spot, and there was like a paid opener and MC and closer, and I was the open spot. And I had to go back and be like...
Where's my money, man?
It's a brutal thing. So, when you start doing like half well when you're new, and like, because you turn up and people are like, oh, I've heard you're good, I'll have a watch. Yeah. And then you're not.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
Why are they booking comedians for the Women's Institute? Of,
it was all crazy. Yeah. Do some vetting as well for that gig.
Yeah.
For that gig, he's like, oh, by the way, are you just going to talk about your cum? Because still the answer is yes for me.
Yeah. Have you ever died on your ass but sort of leaned into it and really enjoyed the death? Because I remember speaking to Tony Wright, and he spoke about a time he was dying on stage. Tony would probably hate me saying this, but he just sort of enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, like, instead of going, oh, I'm going to fight against it.
I'm mostly there now, like most of the time now. Like, every now and again it happens, but like, I've done enough comedy now that in my head I'm like, ah, you're wrong. I do this all the time, I'm class. Like, you only go comedy like once every few years. I do it a few nights a week. I know more than you.
Yeah.
Now, like, sometimes it hurts, because like, the ones where it hurts is when the rest of the gig's being good and you suck, because then it's you. But if it's just a bad gig or more, you know, there's just morons, sometimes it is the audience and you're like, ah, you know. But yeah, most of the time we can do that. Definitely, like 99% of them, by the time I'm out of the door, I've forgotten about it. Yeah. The ones where it was definitely my fault and I fucked it up, those are the ones where I'm like, ah. Like, if I've had a tantrum, those are the ones that stick with me.
Yeah.
If I've proper had a strop, I'm like, oh, I had a little strop like 2 years ago in my Edinburgh show at a man who wouldn't stop talking, and I'd write like a sort of broke character. I was like, I wasn't fun anymore. Fun Rob was gone, and I was like, can you just fucking stop? Right? And I was wearing a bow tie, and you can't.
It was spinning around.
It might as well have been, mate. And I did that about 10 minutes in the show, and I had to do another 50 minutes in a bow tie to silence.
And you're thinking about the fact
I was thinking about, and I was like, we're all thinking about that snap, aren't we? Because I can't go back to
Do you ever lean into it going wrong and then bring the gig back?
Very rarely. Most of the time I need to get it going good from the start, mate. No, that does happen, and sometimes you will, like an audience, you'll lose them on a thing, but then you can use that. And I do a lot of deliberately losing the audience now, like, of going like, I'm going to say something dead horrible, and then we'll
justify it, challenge myself to bring it back.
I'll apologise for 20 minutes.
I'm much more comfortable in those moments now. I'm much more comfortable with, like, because I've been doing it long enough now and I've had enough audiences actually turn on me. Like, you get to a point where you're like, ah, shut up. And like, that sort of attitude can like pull it back a lot.
A bit of confidence and self-esteem.
You've got to double down. Always double down. Never back out. Always double down. Like, that's always my rules. Like, I'm doubling down until you get on board. Like, this is going to get worse till it gets better.
Do you prefer doing written stuff or like the sort of crowd work? Because like when you do like Beat the Frog.
Yeah.
Because I shoot, that's mostly like just...
Yeah, most of it's just crowd work and dicking around. Yeah. I really love both. Like, I think crowd work is an underappreciated art form. And I think because there's so much shit at crowd work on Instagram, which I've definitely done. Don't get me wrong. I'm not what someone in my comments going, what's this bit of yours that's shit. I know. I'm trying to sell tickets. Get away. But like, you know what I mean? Like, there is like bad stuff out there, but I think when it's done well, it's a real like art form, and like seeing like people are brilliant at it, I absolutely love it. And it was the thing I missed most, like when I couldn't do comedy, like or whatever, is like it's crowd work, because it's like it's super fun, it's exciting for me.
Yeah.
But like I also love like the craft of working on a show over like a year and getting it better. And like riffing with it and stuff. Speaking of, I'm putting out a show September 13th on YouTube. Oh, yes, what a plug. Come on. That's how you plug, baby.
Very good, thank you. Very good.
Yeah, Allegations, it's coming out on YouTube.
Is this what you did at Edinburgh last year?
Yeah. It's taken me a year to put out the special. I filmed it last year, but I've had a baby. I've had a lot going on. It's taken a while to get out. But
bloody baby getting in the way.
I know, what a little prick. It's taken up a lot of my time, so I don't have much time to watch fucking edits of my special. But yeah, like, proper looking forward to putting it out. It's dead fun, I think.
Oh, brilliant.
Thanks, mate. Best one I've done, definitely.
Very good.
Yeah.
Did you have any temptations to go to Edinburgh this year?
No.
Don't want to get your Andy Burnham impression on the go?
The thing is, like, I could just talk in my voice and southern posh people at Edinburgh will go, that's brilliant. You sound just like
You've nailed it.
You're bang on. Oh my God, that was amazing, Burnham. You were doing. I was literally just doing my act. But no, what I discovered a couple of years ago is everyone who likes my podcast is too poor to go to Edinburgh. So I need to go to the shithole towns they're from.
Yeah.
Like, they can't come to me in a nice
city. What a great tour that would be, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was what my tour was. I was doing some real dives.
Where would you say on paper was the worst gig? So it wasn't actually the worst gig, but looking, you'd go. Ooh.
No one looks forward to their trip to St. Helens.
No one's from there.
St. Helens.
Even I wouldn't gig in St. Helens.
Smallest venue I did on the entire tour as well. It's just a tiny little thing, but it was sick. I did 2 dates. It's well fun. Trucking. Is it truck?
There's one called Tank.
Tank, that's tank, the one. I knew it was some sort of big vehicle. Yeah, but Tank Bar in St. Helens is dead cool. And like, I like it. So I was like, oh, I'll do it here. And it was dead fun.
I've heard it's quite good there.
It's cool. It's just a cool little bar. And it, like, I think if there's one cool thing in a shit town, you should support it.
I think there's Pallet Land as well, not for a gig, maybe we stand a few pallets.
Is that a theme park?
It's not, it sounds like it. They've said it like it is.
It's like Legoland but with more splinters.
Look, that's some pallets, isn't it? 300.
Careful on the climbing frame, lads. It's not stable.
What's wrong, kids?
They've got Pallet Land, and that is it. And well, Tank apparently.
God, don't you have like a World of Glass or something?
I still do.
What a day you can have! You can have your morning at Pallet Land and your afternoon in the World of Glass.
And then trucking.
And well, my mum sent me a video this week because there was another nonce thing in the park that we live near. Because one of our most popular episodes was called "A Pedo Up a Tree." This one, this latest one, is a bit of a rubbish sequel. He was just
on the ground.
Yeah, holding his phone.
Pedo on a bench.
Pretty boring. Pretty tame.
Pedo touching grass.
Feels like a cash grab, if anything.
It's like the new Jackass. Stitched his pedo together from several old pedos.
It's not the same.
Have you seen some of the stings that they do? Are mental. Is it Vitali where they got two like pedos to come into the same house, and he's like, right, whoever eats the hottest chili we'll let go.
Yeah.
And it's just these two pedos just eating bags of these ghost chilies as they're sweating. And you sort of sat there like, I don't know
who to root for.
Sort of putting money on one of them.
Do you want to release the pedo with the high pain tolerance? Yeah. Is that who we want in the world? Oh, that pedo's dead tough. Let him free. We'll lock up this wimpy pedo.
They keep getting him back and he's getting stronger and stronger in every episode.
An Indian pedo turns up like, good luck, fella. I'm going to smash you.
We've given a pedo a god complex.
Nobody can touch me.
Was that a sting the first time? Was that a Facebook sting?
No, it wasn't. It's just basically there was a load of police around this tree.
Right.
And
I thought the pedo had set a a trap.
No, well,
it was going to like drop on kids. Like the end of Mash.
Tried, didn't it?
They're not that clever in St. Helens,
right? Yeah,
probably just a wank from a branch, probably. But yeah, it was a pedo who'd hidden up a tree because he got.
It's good luck that if he gets on you.
Please be shit.
Spicy, isn't it?
St. Helens is just, even the nonce things have gone rubbish around there. Really makes you think.
Needs
really
some excitement in their lives, yeah.
They do. In terms of best gigs, then, I saw a video you did.
Yeah.
And it was you sort of, not like a day in the life, but it was showing on your way to a gig, performing, and then coming home.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it looks so pleasant and lovely.
Yeah, for a few weeks, I just like, I'm deeply ADD, so I do things for 3 weeks and then stop. but like, I started making these, like, basically, what I decided to do is, like, you know how, like, New York comedians make, like, really cool videos of them going to gigs where they're on the subway and they're, like, the cellar and they're, like, having a sandwich at 3 a.m. So, like, cool. And, like, yeah, New York, got a big jacket on stage, even though I'm sweating. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I did that, but I just drive to Birmingham? So I was like, so that's what I did. I like put like smooth jazz over it. But I spent so long making these videos. I would spend 2 weeks editing one. It was like every shot, like seamlessly smooth. Honestly, like the amount of like, it was when my missus was like pregnant, and I was like, like as soon as the baby arrived, that fucking stopped. But yeah, like I made these like smooth ASMR videos of me in service stations.
It looked so nice. I thought, it'd be nice to do a gig again. But the reality is, you know, just doing loose poos 5 minutes before the show.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. But I do like kind of like
a different video.
I do kind of like the thing of like being alone on the motorway and stuff. You kind of got to enjoy that part of it, because it's mostly that. It's mostly just like driving.
Are you still doing like that much? Because I feel like that's such an early sort of
career you're still doing a lot of fucking traveling. I can pick and choose a bit more, but like still, you know, I'm out about. I'm still grinding. Doing the circuit, mate. I did a fucking cruise the other week. Like I'm
really?
About. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long do you do the cruise for?
It's a week.
And who do you get to know who the other comedians are?
Yeah. Like, so I was doing it through like Manford's Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, so the gigs were actually dead cool. I thought they were like, it was actually really fun. Like, it was on at 11 at night and all the kids were in bed and we were like,
the Grim Reaper.
Not on that fucking boat, mate. Like, there's a lot of people you could startle to death on that boat. I'll tell you that.
The boat starts singing as soon as you put the outfit on. Yeah.
But yeah, I was out there.
Smooth jazz playing.
I was out there with another comic called Christy Riley, who's a good lad, so it sound and like. But then I turned up one of my Bezzy mates, Mickey P. Kerr, was also on the boat, so that was a complete coincidence. He was doing his own shows in a different bit.
Oh, nice.
So that was sick. We had a dead good time. And I also befriended former X Factor champion Matt Cardle, who's a top lad.
Oh, wow.
Turned out he's an absolute lad. Love Matt Cardle. Great dude.
God.
What's he up to?
He's on the cruises, mate.
He's a captain.
Yeah.
Captain Cardle.
But like, he's got a voice of an angel. Absolute top lad. That man has got some stories. He's lived a life.
Yeah.
So like, it was dead good company. So just
get
on. I just
very
would
nice.
Get off the boat and go for Mool's Marinara with Matt Cardle. What a week. Like, so yeah, that's you know, don't mean to name drop, but that's the
that's a great name,
name to drop.
Thank you very much, mate.
Jesus.
Clang, I'll drop that down there.
Because it's every night, do you have to have different stuff every night, or can it
be? You can be way more lazy than that, mate. It's a cruise. You could be fucking like when I went to watch some of the other shows, I was like, I'm phoning this in.
Literally, you're in bed.
I was doing loads of crowd work. I was like opening the shows and like just fucking around and stuff. Yeah. It was dead fun. And by the end of the week, I was like really relaxed. I was taking some wild swings with people. It was dead fun. But yeah, it was all right. I never thought I'd be a cruise ship comedian, but there you go.
Wow, that's cool. A free holiday, I guess.
Yeah. Not what I'd pick, though. I'm not a cruise guy.
Okay.
Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. You had a holiday recently with the comedians.
He's a very cute boy to be on holiday with, Jamie.
Jamie? Mm.
Yeah, he's very adorable on holiday. He's just delighted by everything, and it's really sweet. Like, he'll get a big cocktail and he'll kick his little legs.
his little skinny boy legs, well, as he yeah. says.
Was his partner there as well?
No. He was allowed out, but under strict behaviour rules. We had to keep an eye on him and make sure, you know.
Who was the main carer, was it?
Yeah, we did shifts.
You, Nightingale, I imagine.
Yeah, we're like some of the dads of the group.
Yeah, great practice though, isn't it?
It really was.
Yeah, your own child.
Yeah, he shat himself slightly more than my baby does. Yeah, that was new for me.
Stop kicking your legs now.
Don't put your hand in it. Yeah. But yeah, it was very nice.
Where did you go?
Went out to Albufeira in Portugal, which was a misjudgment, right?
Like a party.
Yeah, so it's properly like, you know, like... it's for 19-year-olds to go get fingered. And, Nightingale suggested it because he'd been there, like, when he was 19 and thought it was great. And he was like, ah, oh, the boys will love this. Forgetting that we're all, like, 40 and fucked. Like, none of us want that. And, we went out on the first night and I was looking around like, I feel like I shouldn't be here. Yeah. I felt like one of those guys in Manchester who films women. Oh, I was like, just sober in the middle of it. I was like, this feels so
these
wrong.
These aren't better glasses.
You can't be a bald man in the middle of that. Like, a bald 6'7" man, just obviously awkward as fuck.
Should not be filming him.
It's not a good vibe. And also, like, everyone's well autistic because we're all comedians. So we had to sit outside this bar where there's, like, you can hear 6 guitar players and there's a screen and everything. And all of us are like, yeah, it's great, this. And then the second day, like, we were having breakfast, we all admitted we hated it. And then we had a nice time from there because we just went to, like, lovely little towns around
there.
Did
you do some water sports?
Yeah, Jamie did. He went parasailing. It was a little late. Befriended a Brazilian man. There's some adorable footage of it out there.
I've seen it.
We went dolphin watching, and Freddie Quinn sat at the back of the boat just on his phone. We're all just witnessing the wonders of nature, and he's like, yeah, cool. Because he is that all the time. We had gone on holiday to Jamie's fan base, basically. Oh, it's where God. They all were.
Yeah. Right.
And it really, like, we were using Jamie's, like, a canary to see if bars were okay. So we'd put him in a bar, and if we heard Jamie, we'd be like, next one.
Yeah.
Keep walking. Did have, like, one... absolutely unbelievable night, which sadly Jamie dipped out of early because he was on good behaviour and you could see that this night was taking a turn, so he had to dip out of it. But we had one night where, like, I don't drink anymore, but every now and again I'll have a little party. I had a drinking problem. Drugs have only ever been my friend. So
the t-shirt you were wearing.
I was like, I've had holiday. I think I'm going to come out of retirement for once. We'll have a lovely night. And there was a couple of, like, naughtier boys who, like, this won't affect their brand to know it was Kai Humphries and Elliot Steele that I was with. I don't think anyone's going to be wildly shocked that they were immediately in on the plan. And there was an England game that night. And one of our fans later, one of our listeners, had seen I was in Portugal and gone, hey, do you need a number? And I was fucking yes.
Wow.
That is the first time I've ever... being like, ah, it's class being on podcast. So I got that and, like, took a pill before the England game, came up as we scored, fantastic time, having a lovely we go out and we have just, like, a really civilised night of drugs. It was really lovely. Which went and propped up a bar.
What does that look like a civilised night of drugs? I can't imagine it.
A lot of smiling.
It's a very smiley, just three lovely friends being nice to each other watching the match.
Oh, just the three of you?
Everyone's like, there's a lot of people who now can't be around that because they're addicts. You have to go home. You know, there's a lot of people who are on good behaviour and all that, and a lot of them are just boring. So, like, you know, there's only the three of us left. And we went to watch the Portugal game after the England game. Everyone had basically gone home after the match. Mm. So Portugal were playing. So we watched that and we're just having the loveliest time. Just a really wholesome boys having a lovely chat. And we're like, oh, we're finished up. We'd left a little bit back at the room because we're not idiots. And we're like, right, we'll go back there and we'll finish off because everything's closing. Now it's 3 a.m. What a lovely night. We go back to the hotel room and we finish off what we have. And we're all still very awake. We're like... sleep's not happening anytime soon. So we're like, should we go back out and see if anything's still open? We know it's not really, but we'll give it a go. We go back out and everything's closed. Albufeira is strict on it because it's like so scummy. They've got to shut it down at some point. There's just rambling drunks at this point. So we're like, should we go down the beach? We go down the beach and we go sit on the beach on some sun lounges. And we do that. And about 2 minutes later, a gang of youths in balaclavas run after a young lad down there. There's like 10 of them.
No.
And like, they're all running after this lad through all the sun lounges.
Fucking hell.
And like, I'm like, oh, fuck. And like, Kai goes, don't worry, man. They're just playing. And I'm like, all right. And then they... Because he's from the northeast, and he thinks that's what playing is.
I go join him.
As he said that, they tripped this lad and kicked him in the head. And I was like, I don't think they're playing. This lad gets up and runs away, and they all chase after him. One of the lads comes over, balaclava on, and comes up and goes, don't worry, boys, you're not in trouble, he is. And then leaves. And like, Elliot was a bit annoyed because he's like, does he not think I'm a threat? I was like, no, you're with me and Kai, he thinks you're old. I was like, yeah, well, you're unk now, he doesn't give a fuck about you. Like, as they're running off, they're chasing this lad, Elliot just goes, get him, lads, get him. He's shouting at them like this. Elliot's loving it, a bit of violence. So we sit there and we're chilling, like, what the fuck has just happened? A couple of minutes later, the friendliest German man I've ever seen arrives, right? He's just a lovely man. He's like, hello, would any of your boys like a cigarette? He's like, that's a lovely offer, I don't smoke. Elliot takes a cigarette, he sits and we're having a little chat. We're having a lovely time. He's a very pleasant man.
I love that. Yeah, I don't smoke, sir. Yeah. I wouldn't ever
smoke. Come on, no, my body's a temple. Just cocaine for me. Thank you very much. So, he comes and sits on a sun lounge. We're having a lovely little chat. This guy's friend arrives, right? And he is the most fucked man I've seen in a long time. He's this shirtless 20-odd-year-old Aryan, and he is Hulk mode fucked.
Jesus.
Like, yeah! Screaming as he arrives, we're like, all right. And he comes and his arrival is he sits on the back of Elliot Steele's sun lounger, hugs Elliot, and then bites him.
Oh no,
he just bit Elliot
fucking
on the shoulder.
Now, that's the last thing you want when you're.
It was just when Max?
So that's the
complete the thought.
When you're off your head on drugs and you've got
a
giant.
I'm so bad.
It just seems like.
Oh, Gargamel, right. I'll never finish the sentence.
Like you get bit by a German, you're like, oh, that's actually great timing.
That's actually. I've not sniffed anything.
That's amazing. Hi, I'm Max.
Yeah. It was the last thing he wanted in that moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't follow Max.
Thank you.
He wasn't thrilled. So, because of this, you know, inconvenience that he didn't want in that moment, Elliot like stood up and went, the fuck are you doing, man? And then Elliot cocks his leg back to kick him. At this point, this is the part of the story that's doesn't paint me that great. I'm such a fanny. I was so high. I'd had a lovely pill. I was having a lovely time with a friendly German. I've been surprised by violence, right?
You two just snogging on the other side. Right down, boys.
Stop cock blocking. I panicked in the moment and I went, de-escalate.
You selected an option in a game.
I pressed X. I chose de-escalate. I just shouted de-escalate.
Did it work?
And it did, to be fair. I think everyone was like, what? So like, but like Elliot sort of circled around and got some space and like didn't kick his head off. I don't think he was going to anyway. I don't think I influenced that decision at all with my softness. I think he was just like checking. The nice one had wandered off at this point. So Elliot's like, come get your fucking boy. Get your boy. And we're like, hey, me and Kaya shouted to this guy and he's like, comes jogging back up. We wander up at the beach and there's like another bloke in an England shirt, I'm wearing one because I've been watching the match, and he's like, ah, English boys, guys, how long have you been down here on the beach? And we go, oh, I've been about 40 minutes or something. It's been mad. And he goes, yeah, did you see that gang about half hour ago? And we were like, yeah, we saw them all chasing the boys down the beach. I was like, oh, you thought they were playing? And he goes, yeah, did they see the machetes they had? And we went, no.
Oh, jeez.
So they chased the lad with machetes whilst Elliot shouted, get him.
Oh, no.
They're just playing.
Just playing.
Yeah.
We've since found out that there's like general advice to tourists not to go down to the beach after sunset because there's like a lot of drug gangs with machetes and
then
that.
A picture of you in your suit. Watch out for this man.
Women's institutes aren't happy with this man.
But yeah,
oh wow,
it was the best night of my life, and it happened in 40 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
In retrospect, amazing. It could have been the worst, but I played.
And it's in Portugal.
That was in Portugal.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm going there tomorrow.
It was. Oh yeah. Whereabouts are you going?
Porto.
All right. Yeah,
so
Porto,
I'm hoping.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping. I imagine they have some drugs still. I imagine it's still a thing.
It's more the machetes I'm worried
about.
It'll
be nice. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take your cloak.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here.
I don't know why I'm here, officer.
I just thought all those boys were scared about doing stand-up. We're going to go somewhere nicer next time.
Yeah,
we're going to go somewhere more middle-aged.
Somewhere without HS ticky-tocky knocking around.
Yeah. It had a ticky-tocky vibe that I didn't fuck with. I'm not on a ticky-tocky vibe myself.
I walked past Ed Matthews the other day.
Yeah.
And he thought he knew me.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
He stopped you and went...
Well, he was like, oh, yes, bruv. Like,
yeah. Yes, bruv, I love your opinions on women.
I've not seen you in ages. I was on the phone to David and I was just like, oh, you're all right, mate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Great story. Yeah. But yeah. Just like, he thought you knew me.
Hey, clip that.
What from?
I'm not into looks maxing. I'm trying to knock it back a notch, if anything.
Yeah. I thought the maxim was him.
Shall we do some... A lock the week.
Wow.
The first podcast I've ever been on that had homework.
Yeah.
I got my assignments yesterday. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
We'll start off with world's ugliest dog.
Yeah, what award did Max's mum win?
It was picked before Max at the shelter.
Yeah. I had to get out quick on that because I assume we've all written something similar. There's a lot of crossing out going out on everyone's phone.
Who did Max believe he'd been chatting with when he turned up to the park with condoms and pedigree chum?
Oh.
Get up a tree, Max.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
What's the one thing Tom hasn't groomed?
Pedo.
What pup were Ethan and Max matched with on Channel 4's The Doghouse?
That's actually not bad. What level of attractive is the best looking person in Oldham? Come on, take that, Oldham. Take that, you deprived piece
Fuck
of
you,
shit.
What gets stroked more than Max's penis?
Yeah. It's good.
Oh,
it's
good.
Hard to tell
the
difference between the two, am I right?
Yeah. Love this segment.
Yeah. But I've got a lot of matted hair.
Washed it this morning.
And fleas.
Knee putting down.
Yeah, it's great. Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
it's good.
What recently mogged Ethan for the youth to enjoy? Put in a picture of Ethan.
Who was prom queen in the same year?
I'll do that. Giant colostomy bag.
Ooh. Hey, don't call yourself that.
Nice.
Good stuff. I've got, where does Max's mum live?
Yes. Oh, woman in the shoe. Next door.
Oh, these are classics.
Back on the Smiths.
Yeah. What was Giant Haystacks' nickname in the home?
Nice. Very good. What was Max's favourite makeshift pinata? That's good.
What was Max accidentally served instead of a boil bag, thus ruining his trip to New Orleans?
What did Max arrive at school with thinking it was a Capri Sun?
What recently mugged Ethan? What accessory does Michael J. Fox insist on?
What is the funniest Christmas present for a fat grandma? What did I use as an impromptu air mattress at Leeds Festival 2006? When he climbed the beanstalk and jumped into the swimming pool, where was Jack actually?
Oh. Name something easier to fill than Tom's bar.
Name something easier to fill than Max's mum.
Oh, I'm worried we'll lose a patron.
What does Max's mum slack vag need to piss?
Slack vag. How do you know her name? In the fighting montage, what does Rocky Balboa punch? Shit, that is.
A great end to that one. Violent potatoes.
What's my nickname for Max's mum?
What was the name of Max's high school gang?
Nice.
Yeah. What was the original name for the IRA?
Yeah, I've also got that. I've got for provisional name. Something provisional. What kind of person painted all the roundabouts?
Yeah. What grows in battlefields?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like I've solved a riddle there.
That's like a lolly stick one. Yeah. Good.
That was tough, this one.
How did my doctor describe the appearance of my hemorrhoids?
Max famously went by the name Giant Colostomy Bag in college. His sidekick wore a top hat and was known as Captain What?
What is the name of the dish that gave me hemorrhoids? My bum hurts.
In 2035, what will the Avengers be fighting?
Lovely.
And that was Log the Week.
But then you got to say what the stories were, mate.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
There were no stories. Oh, these will be funny.
Just my shopping list.
There's a new world's ugliest dog. Wow. That's
really?
A great story.
How do they quantify that?
I don't know, because the runner-up looks worse than the winner.
There you go.
So in your
I'm
eyes.
Really sure. Yeah. What's going on there?
The world's ugliest dog. I remember seeing that in like the Guinness Book of Records thing, and it was like a little terrier type of thing.
Yeah,
and it was.
Yeah,
it
was. It's not anymore. Just a dog that's got its tongue hanging out constantly. No, it's not even that bad.
Yeah, do you have any pets?
I do. Yeah, I've got a very old dog.
Mm. What breed?
He is like half Staffy. He's a proper mongrel. He's just a proper little mutt. But he is now like mostly blind and mostly deaf, and we think has Alzheimer's.
Oh no!
And he just sort of wanders around my house blindly, bumping into things. But he's happy. He's a good lad.
Joe, so my girlfriend's family's dog is about 14, and it's a little yappy thing, but it's sort of getting towards the end now. But they were looking after my dog at the weekend, and when I went to pick up the dog, they said, "Oh yeah, she shat twice indoors." I was like, she's not normally like that. She never really poos indoors. That's weird. And then, yeah, they were big poos, so just watch out for that. I think that's strange, because your dog's quite old and shits indoors. And then I looked at the carpet and there was a little bit of diarrhea. I thought, that's not my dog's. I've been here and there wasn't poo when I arrived. And then my dog leapt up because a cyclist went past, and then their dog did. Shit all up its backside. And I was like, are you still claiming that's my dog?
Got your dog brown arse.
So the next few days has been us trying to go, do you think it could have been the family dog that shits indoors every day?
Yeah.
And then we've woken up to text saying, yeah, the dog's pooed inside.
Might start doing a bit of that. Yeah. But no one, we don't really know how old mine is. It's a bit of a carny.
Yeah.
We don't have a birth certificate. We just got to go.
Did the family agree that it was poo? Was this kind of fed
the general
back
consensus
to you?
Was right. Yeah, because of the size of the poo, couldn't have been their dog. But no, it's just shitting everything out into the kitchen floor. It seems
comes for us all.
Excited for that.
come on, my
speaking
guy.
Of which, giant colostomy bag. Do you want to know about that?
Yeah. Oh, always.
It's a charity thing, Lollapalooza. Some sort of festival.
Yeah.
They had a giant colostomy bag that they were sort of crowd surfing around. I don't think it was used. I think it was just a nice, fun, inflatable.
Sure.
Right.
So we'll go with that. Violent potatoes. Quite horrible, this. Have you seen those AI videos of like fruit?
Yes.
Like the fruit people.
Yeah.
What?
No.
AI videos of fruit people.
I think I've got a much older algorithm than you.
I know, I've not seen this.
One wrong move.
But they've been putting that over like horrific torture videos.
Oh, right. Well, they've got them. Yeah.
But like kids are watching it and becoming desensitized to violence because they're watching potatoes like rip each other apart and stuff.
Wow.
Grim.
Yeah, like in my day, we just had rotten.com.
Yeah, you know?
That never did me any harm. Yeah, I looked at some bad things.
Autopsy pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, early days.
I saw some bad accidents. Just watched them.
I was always too afraid.
With that look.
Just, yeah. Like,
yeah. Convinced you're on the dark web. Yeah.
We used to show them. We used to do a feature at the end of Dead Man Talking where we would show our guests the worst videos we'd been sent all week until it was pointed out that quite a lot of them were illegal and we had to throw a phone away.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. You can't show that stuff. You can't even have that stuff. So we threw that all away. Was for entertainment purposes, that story I just told and didn't happen.
Still doing a lot of the weekend.
I'm worryingly desensitised to it all. I just find it very funny. Yeah.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I can't stomach it. Like the child catcher and Shitty Shitty Bang Bang, that's my limit.
Right.
Yeah, I can't see anything worse than that. Right. I mean, when I look up, I can't.
A musical pedo.
Yeah.
Gotta bet you ate it, Tom Binns.
What are you looking that up online?
Yeah, musical pedo
videos.
No. You support for choice.
Yeah, you would.
You would, yeah. Do you enjoy doing the live? Like, because you do Dead Meat, the festival, and that's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's massive, isn't it?
How long have you been doing the podcast now?
Doing the podcast about 4 or 5 years now. Doing the festival for 3. And you should come along next year. We have podcasts on. You should come do it. It'd be fun.
I don't know, but we're not edgy enough. You know,
you don't have
if they're
to be.
Looking for blood.
We've got a year to become really edgy.
You don't have to be at all. Like, you know, we have a lot of silly sausages. And it's the thing is, all our audience look dead scary, but they're all so sweet. All the staff on the security weekend were like, everyone's so polite. It's like they're all dressed like, it's like, I'm a demon from hell. And they get to the bar and they're like, could I please have a lemonade, please? Thank you. No, they're all lovely. And like, yeah, come do it. It's fun.
We had Jamali on. And he was doing the festival, I think it was not this year, last year.
Yeah.
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah, Dead Meat's got bigger and bigger every year. Like, we had it like 2 days and had camping this year. We're going to do that again next year. It's like a proper festival.
Yeah, you put it on
yourselves? Yeah, we just made it ourselves. We don't have sponsors or anything. We just gambled loads of our money and lost loads of it. we're really bad at business, but we're great at putting on a festival. The festival itself, if you come, it's sick. If you own it, it's terrible.
Where do you hold it?
It's at Cheshire Showground now. We're definitely staying there because they were class. They let us get away with murder.
Literally.
Yeah.
But everyone was dead polite.
Yeah, they were lovely.
I'm up this up.
But yeah, it's pretty unique. It's like a music festival style festival, but for comedy.
Wow.
Like, yeah, that's good.
I had Michelle Wolf and Ross Noble headline it this year. It was amazing. God. And then we have like a rave afterwards, and there's like deathmatch wrestling, and there's like stupid competitions all day and stuff.
Wow.
So basically, like, I just designed the festival I would have wanted to go to when I was 17 and still would like to.
Yeah,
like,
very good.
Yeah, if you've ever enjoyed a Tony Hawk's game, God, you'll have a good day. If you've watched one episode of Jackass, come to Dead Meat. We just have like sick comedians and we're just it's really fun. Like, we just don't book anyone we don't like, so it's a really nice
That's
time.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I rescind my invitation.
We can be in our own tent.
Yeah.
The grim tent.
Our own little festival.
24-hour freak show.
I can't stop you podcasting from your tent.
You can bloody try.
Dare I do you laugh you?
Yeah, I think it's time, isn't it?
Sorry, Rob. This is a segment where each week one of us has to perform or show a video.
Brilliant.
This
I'm
week
an easy
me.
Laugh, so you know. You might
well, that's great for me.
No.
I need a laugh. But if you do laugh, we'll have to spin the wheel and one of these three will be on for the next week.
So try not to.
Right, okay. I'll do
I've got
best.
A holiday. Yeah. I don't want to be thinking about this on my holiday.
I'm just going to get my props.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a live one.
Oh, yes.
These are the worst.
Obviously, you do Beat the Frog.
Yeah, I host
the Frog and Bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
And Max here works at the Frog and Bucket.
Does, yeah.
Mm.
And I thought it'd be great if I could have a little go at trying to beat the proverbial frog here.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
But we don't have any cards to hold up.
So that's how it functions, people don't know. There's normally people hold up cards and you get gonged
three
off the stage.
You're
if
off.
You're
yeah.
So we
you're
can't do it? Or
embarrassment to your family.
Yeah. It's down to 2 cards now.
Is it?
Yeah. Got it right.
Yeah.
People are too generous.
Mm. Yeah. My thought, we'll do a little change-up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to mix with their formula.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, do you have a mouthful of water? And if any water comes out, that's like a good card.
Right.
Oh.
So I want to perfect. That is ideal. Ideal for our stroke victim here.
So that's just how I drink. So is this going to be a problem?
Probably get a mouthful now because it's going to be really quick.
Please welcome Nick Mellons.
Hey, what about that last guy? Get back on your meds, mate. I know what you're thinking. Oh, that Stephen Trizer's aged awfully. one for you. Do you think the kids raised by award-winning actress Jodie Foster say they grew up in foster care? One for the drive home later. Why Siri so blunt when you ask for a blowjob?
I was only asking.
Hey, have you seen Wayne Rooney and Mark Goldbridge have started a new podcast called Stick to United? More like stick to each other after being caught in a web of Gary Neville's jism, you freaks. He's everywhere, Gary. You can swallow. I didn't realise I was almost killing you then.
It's one for the drive home, eh?
One for the drive home. I was close on that.
That's a comedy phrase I use.
Yeah. It's good, well done.
That's very good. Comedy.
Yeah, well done.
Better
yeah.
than some of the frogs.
Hey.
Oh, better than a lot.
What's the worst one you've ever seen? Because I've heard, like...
So we're just moving on there, Steve. Well done.
I thought you did brilliantly. Yeah. I thought you did absolutely brilliantly.
It was really
brilliant.
Clever stuff as well.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Highbrow stuff, but it proper nearly got me. I genuinely did. It was stupid enough that I was...
Foster care was fun.
Foster care was fun, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was too clever then, wasn't it?
Yeah, a bit highbrow then. Yeah. Dumb it down for the proles.
This is it.
Yeah.
So your experience of doing it, how long did it take to shake off the PTSD of hearing that music?
Yeah, it is mad because like you do it when you're brand new and you hear like the music they play before it and you're like, when I was new to hosting it, it did feel mad.
Yeah,
being on the other side of it, because I was just shitting myself, like being like, oh, I hope no one's mean to me. And I had brutal ones. Like I had one where I got gonged off at 4:57 when they did it in Preston of the 5 minutes, and I was the only person who got gonged all night. And at the end, they did a 16-person clap off without me, and I had to stand at the back of the room and watch everyone else except me go off, and I was like,
that's hideous.
So I have no sympathy for any of them now.
Once you've experienced that.
Yeah, my favourite, my two favourite ever was a guy who came on with he had a dog puppet right on his arm, this old bloke who's like, the most mental ones are usually blokes in the 60s. They're usually batshit. Like, he had this dog puppet and he did his whole 5 minutes. He got through and he didn't get gonged because everyone was just waiting for him to do the puppet bit, right? And he never did.
Oh, that's clever.
And he came off and I went, sorry mate, I've got to ask, what's with the dog? And he went, oh, I forgot about the dog.
What?
He just stood there like this.
That's so good. He went,
fucking genius.
Fuck. He was so gutted he forgot to do the dog bit.
Imagine if when you asked that, the dog spoke. Yeah. This is the act.
What do you mean, mate? What do you mean, mate? My lips didn't move once. And there was the guy called Joker. That was not too long ago. Were you working?
I've heard of Joker.
Joker was a legend of the game. Turned up in the Joker makeup, right? Yeah. His name on the form was just Joker. That's all he'd written down. His look was Joker makeup, gilet, no shirt. Absolutely the most insane you could look. So like bare arms, Joker makeup, puffy gilet, right? Absolutely lunatic, right? I wound the saga up because like, I went in the booth and I went, we were looking out at the balcony where they all sit, all the acts, and went, which one's Joker? And he went, it's the, and I went, I know. And he's just like got this weird sinister energy. He's just sort of like pacing around up top, not really saying anything to anyone. And like, I'm dead excited because I love it when they're mental. So I introduce Joker and he comes on stage and he just stands there silently behind the mic. And he says nothing and he just glares at the audience. And this goes on for such an uncomfortably long amount of time. Like when a comedy club's in silence, 10 seconds feels like forever.
Yeah.
This guy's cruising past 45 and he hasn't said anything, right? And he's just staring at the audience and like, there starts to be a bit of murmuring in the crowd and he keeps staring. After a minute, I go, mate, you've got to say something soon or I'm going to have to gong you. And he just carries on staring. He doesn't fucking blink. He stares. And then someone in the audience shouted out, say something to your pussy. And he went, who are you calling a pussy, you fucking little bitch? I'll fucking you fucking... And like I just went gong to him. And like his mic got cut. And he just started screaming, would not stop shouting at this guy, screaming at the front of the stage. Then looked at me and I went, huh? And he went, rah, and just stormed off, stayed for the entire rest of the show.
Just enjoying it.
Just staying up on the balcony.
Good.
Stayed up on the balcony. After the show, a guy in the audience came up to me and went, I had met Joker earlier in the night, right? He had been stood in the queue for the toilet. This audience member, we'd been having a fun night. It was like a good vibe. He walked past Joker and went, oh, you got something on your face, mate. And he went, do you think that's fucking funny?
Oh, no.
Like, I love that man. Never seen him again.
Did you hear about the follow-up to that?
What's that?
He sent Amy an email.
Amy's the person
that books or anything. Yeah. And it was, you've disrupted my art.
Wow.
Like, you're the reason that I failed and all this.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So his art was just staring silently.
Apparently
it's
so.
It's a bold choice, but I maybe should have just let it run, but yeah. It was getting very eggy in there. And
yeah,
I feel like his subsequent reaction proved me right.
Just if you want such control over your art, maybe don't do a gong show.
Exactly. It's a very fair point. Explicitly, you don't have
you
control.
You did this.
That's really funny. That's really funny that he complained.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he'd been wronged.
Yeah.
Like, he might have won.
Imagine.
Yeah, if I was like, that was genius.
Yeah.
Maybe
it
was going
to be a great punchline at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, come back and do it again, Joker. You know
what? Bring a dog out.
We're going to see like the.
I'm to have a podcast now.
The top 10 jokes of Edinburgh, and it'll just be staring from Joker at number one. Genius.
That's better than most of the ones we pick.
Should we have some Stephen lies?
Yeah, yes, please.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Is it two lies and a truth?
Two lies and a truth, yeah, that's what I was instructed to do.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's very demanding.
It was very demanding.
I was, yeah, I didn't even say please.
You've had homework.
Really pushing it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was just casual and, you know, let's have a chat if you want.
Yeah, well, you can't expect anything of
Wozniak,
can you?
Yeah, that's true.
I know how this works. Safe pair of hands this week,
innit? Yeah,
so safe, baby.
So, maybe start off with the truth.
Oh, that's good. Trying to Darren Brown me there.
Do you want to give us like a snippet of each three, and then we'll go through?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want him to do that? So I'm sorry.
Yeah, just in case, because that's not our format. I don't know. Sorry. Yeah.
I was once a backing dancer for the band Blue.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. God, I've never seen them with backing dancers. I'm always just watching those.
Yeah. I featured on a top 10 hit that was banned by the BBC.
Congratulations, if it's true.
Okay.
I have seen Richard Osman's penis.
I wonder if it's wonky.
Well, I would know.
Guess that's the first question.
Can I take the Richard Osman story?
You can, yeah.
Is this Richard Osman from
Girthy? To answer your question.
Just hold a different picture of it. Yeah. It's darker than I expected.
Yeah. I've got a great zoom on these new cameras.
Just pointing out behind the desk at Pointless.
Yeah. That is a birthmark.
Where was he? Obviously in the toilets, I hope.
Yeah, he was in a toilet, to be clear. Yeah. Like, I think it's the only place it's acceptable for me to have seen Richard Osman's penis.
I think so.
Maybe
yeah.
a dressing room. Hey, is the only other. Yeah.
Just intimate sex.
I think he's a married man. That's why, you know, obviously, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But my missus would be upset, at least.
That's fair.
Had I seen it in any other context, I think.
So, where was this? What area?
Between his legs.
He's one of those, is he?
He is one of those.
He's fancy man.
Yeah. It was lucky. The groin region that I was looking at.
Yeah.
And you were looking. Sorry, Steve.
I said, didn't I?
You said this was yours. He wanted the famous one.
I apologize.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Just can't lose another case like this.
Detective instincts kicking in.
So this penis that was between his legs, in what part of the country was it, please?
It was in Manchester.
I've seen him in Manchester. This could be true.
Yeah. Specifically, the Salford region.
Yeah, that makes sense. That'll play. Because he does 8 out of 10 cats and stuff like that. Okay. Here comes the really tough question. How long ago was this, please?
Oh, I thought. It was about 3 years ago.
Okay.
I can give you more context if you'd like.
Was he at a urinal or was he in a cubicle?
Yeah, he was in the cubicle. I kicked it open. I went, oi, Osman, let's see if this is pointless.
Stephen, may I ask a question?
No!
Right, okay.
No, he was at a urinal, obviously. Yes.
I could have, well, Was there any sort of any acknowledgement?
What kind of freak do you think I am?
I'm imagining...
Was there any acknowledgement? What do you mean? Like, I went, that's your penis.
Well, I was thinking, you know, you're both tall guys.
We are both tall guys. There is a thing with tall guys where we sort of go, all right.
Yeah, nice dick, is it?
I did separately acknowledge Richard Osman, but I didn't then go, saw your dick earlier. I just assumed he didn't notice me.
Did you wait outside?
I was hoping. No, I didn't wait.
So how did you
bump into... I was happy. We were in the same place for a longer period of time.
What was this place?
It was... The Lowry Theatre.
Ooh! Yes. And was it Dickie Osman on?
It wasn't Dickie Osman on, no. He would have had his own toilet backstage.
Oh,
no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was also watching the show.
Oh, what was the show?
It was Stuart Lee.
You should take your own case.
Okay. What else was
so
there?
I was a backing dancer for Blue. Yeah. On my top 10 hit record was banned by the BBC.
Okay. I'm assuming you can tell us what the record is.
Yes, I wouldn't want to give too much away, obviously.
Never do,
and I want to give you too much to work with. But yes, I can reveal it was a satirical song, and it charted. It was banned by the BBC for being potentially libelous.
Right.
Ooh.
But I believe everything that was in the song was completely correct.
Richard Osman's got a micropenis.
Richard Osman's got a micropenis, that's what it was called.
So
yes.
Remind me, what was your role in the song?
Singer. Yeah.
It's a good role.
Yeah. One of a few. It was a collaboration.
It's like a live, what's it kind of thing?
It was more like a featuring.
Right.
You know, I had a feature.
Yeah.
Like, so dropped a verse. Aids, by the way. Dropped a verse, like, you know, Nicki Minaj.
Nice.
Yeah.
Were you shaking your bum as you did it?
Obviously, I always do.
A lot of sex appeal, yeah.
A lot of sex appeal.
Who else was singing
was also Freddie Quinn.
Can't imagine him singing.
No, it's awful.
Was he, like, lead vocalist or was he on feature as well?
No, he was another feature.
That.
Mm-hmm. There was also a musical artist who we were with.
Ah, now we're getting to the crux of the story.
Yes.
Right.
Who featured us on it.
Ooh.
It was Matt Cardle. No, I'm joking. It wasn't Matt Cardle.
Okay.
It was someone who's regularly in the top 10.
Right. Okay.
Did you have a leaper?
Yeah. It could be.
Sounds like it.
I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to get, you know.
Yeah.
It's a difficult question, isn't it? Mm. How out there was the song in terms of, you know, for it to be banned by the BBC? Was it up and coming? Did it get off the ground? Or
it charted.
Was it a known? Right, okay.
So specifically, there is a document at the BBC that says this song must not be played.
Wow.
Can you tell us what was libelous in the song? Or can you kind of float around it a bit?
In my verse, I said that the person involved had sexual intercourse with cats.
Right.
Ooh.
Which I believe to be true.
Unless you said pussy.
No, I did not.
Oh, right.
And there were quite a lot of kitten sound effects. So...
Right.
Do they not make that noise?
Can we hear a kitten sound effect from you? Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Such sort of thing.
Sold.
They could play.
Yeah, that'll play.
They could play.
Oh.
Should pass over to Smith for a bit?
Go on, yeah.
Go on, Smith, get him.
How you doing, mate? You okay?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Thanks
good,
for asking.
Good, good,
none
good
of these
hear,
two rude
hear.
Pricks asked.
What
a nice boy.
You were a backing dancer for the band Blue.
I was a backing dancer for the band Blue.
Is this for, like, a tour or, like, in a music
no,
video?
No, it was a one-off.
Yeah,
I only
okay.
got the one chance to do this.
But you
was
you
in
took
front
it.
Of an it was in an arena
oh.
in front of 10,000 people.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, like, you can't say no to that.
Not at all.
No.
Were you a dancer before then?
I've always been like a dancer, mate. I've got
okay.
those snake hips. I've never
Hell
been a
yeah.
professional before. But I was, you know, I was roped in.
So how did this happen?
It happened because they were performing at the end of one of my friend's shows.
Mm.
Okay.
Who was the friend? What was the show? Sorry, Max.
That's all right.
The friends were two much more successful comedians.
I don't buy that for a second.
And at the end of their show... They had a little dance routine with Blue, of which I was the backing dancer.
Were you a kind of comedy backing dancer? Was it kind of lent into a little bit?
That's insane of you to ask.
I'm just because it's
there was nothing funny about my
because
moves.
It's just thinking,
I was shirtless and slightly oiled.
Why are you trying to rhyme them, Tom?
Yeah,
okay.
I was really committed to that. That's awful. I took lessons. What
did,
horrible thing to say. Do you think people would find it amusing, me dancing with Blue? Do you think that's funny, do you?
Is there
something funny about me being a dancer?
I've got a question for you.
If true, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had it before. Mm. Had Anthony Costa stunk out the toilets?
Well, let's just say there was a little gyros in there.
Okay.
That wasn't tzatziki I was smelling.
Oh, very detailed.
Yeah.
I don't know if, and I'm assuming it's have a word, I don't know if they had
it is
blue.
Hammerhead. Yeah.
Wasn't it five?
There was something.
Or maybe they did it with blue the year after. My God. Maybe ask what year it was.
What year was
they
this?
They also had Boys Life. Oh, I can't remember what year it was.
They had Boys to Men, didn't they?
No, they had Boys Life.
Was it Boys?
A very different group.
Yeah. What is Boys Life? I've never heard of Boys Life.
Yeah. The Westlife.
Boys to Men are like early 90s black version of Boys Life.
I've never heard of Boys Life.
It's Boys Own and Westlife combined into a super busted style.
Yeah, wow.
Are they missing key people?
Yeah. Key players have dropped out.
Right.
I don't know if Rowan's
with
them.
Well, no one's on the piano.
There we go.
Clip that, mate. Just for me, though. SNL season 2, here I come.
But it was also about 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know exactly. I can't remember. Yeah, I don't remember dates.
That's fine.
I've ruled that one out. I know it's your case, but...
I'm done.
Oh, he's...
I've given up.
Right. It's not quite the vibe we want for it.
He's left the force. medical grounds.
What was yours?
The BBC thing.
BBC.
I like that.
It rings
that
true.
One was okay, yeah. That one I'm leaning towards a little bit.
Speaking of leaning, I think Richard Osman would have a walking stick.
Mm.
I've seen him walking in Manchester. He had a long walking stick, not his penis.
Oh, right.
I think it's the...
Yeah. I think it's this one.
We're saying...
We're going to go. We're going to lock in the
true,
band
please.
Song.
I saw... My song be banned by the BBC. Yeah, that was a total fantasy about Richard Osman's cock. It's made up all of that. I did go see Stuart Lee at the Lowry, but I didn't see Richard Osman. Let alone his cock. But if I was at Year Round with Richard Osman, I'd have a look.
Yeah,
you've got to assume pipe.
Of course. We'll
Although as a fellow 6'7" man, I can tell you, not always true. I featured on a song called "Boris Johnson is a fucking." Well, me and Freddie recorded the B-side, which was called Sausage Roll, which is about Lad Baby.
And
there is a document at the BBC that is in writing. There is a list of banned songs, and there's things like, you know, like Frankie Says Relax was on there and stuff like that because he was gay. You know, like Relax, you know that song Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah, but why?
Because it was gay. They didn't fuck with that sort of stuff in the 80s. But like that sort of list that like Sex Pistols are on and that, it does specifically say you can't play Sausage Roll.
That's
brilliant. And then a year later, after we did that, Lad Baby quit because of online bullying, and that was us. So you know, you're welcome.
Happy with that? Yeah,
very happy. Like I celebrated that. Like later, got promoted,
and it charted.
Yeah, it charted. Wow. Like so, the song got to like number 7, but our B side sold enough to be number 40 on its own.
Wow,
really? That's incredible.
In the Christmas charts.
God,
so, it was genuinely a childhood dream. I always wanted to get a song banned off the BBC, and I was like, charted several times, so that's why I left that little vagueness.
Yeah.
A little dangler
for us. Christmas miracle,
yeah. There we go.
Yeah, very nice. Well,
Did you dance behind
Behind Five. It's like, you were right, you sussed it. Yeah. Me and you. But yeah, I danced behind Five, so I just thought I'd have a real story. But
were you oiled up?
I wasn't topless? Oiled. I was topless, though.
Right. Are you focused on that?
And Freddie Quinn was eating a McDonald's that he'd had delivered to the arena. Genuinely. He was at the back of the stage while Five were playing, just stood there eating nuggets.
Was it nerve-wracking at all with 10,000 people, or was it like, oh, no one's too bothered about me dancing? It's not like I have to.
Yeah,
be good.
That wasn't, because like no one's looking at me, no one cares. And also, I'd already been on doing like me, Freddie, and Finn Taylor got some people out of the audience and roasted them in an arena. And it was really fun. And also, like, I wasn't even that nervous about that because we were doing that for 10 minutes and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah,
no one's like, oh, I hope Rob Mulholland's good. Like, you know, like they're there to see Dan and Adam and everyone, you know. Yeah. So, like, we were very much just like a bonus. If it worked.
Oh, nice.
And it was dead fun.
That's cool though. Yeah,
it was dead cool. But then we hadn't planned it well enough, and a big fat guy fell off the stage as we were walking off the back and landed on his head.
McDonald's
landed right on his head, just toppled off the side of the stage.
Oh,
head planted, head crack on the concrete.
Oh.
It was fine. Didn't see
what all right.
You're just there taking off the Grim Reaper. I knew.
Why
I
does this always happen? What is it about me?
Should I leave?
Yeah, if I hadn't been holding the scythe, I could have grabbed it.
Did you do the roast of Have a Word?
I did the first one. I hosted that one.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it was very fun, man. It was
did they
cool.
pick on you?
Yeah, everyone was really
nasty, horrible.
Nasty stuff they said.
What kind of stuff would they say?
Oh, they call me like,
Tom wrote down a few things before we get in the oil based, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it was dead fun. Like, I like doing stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice. you know, it's nice when it's people you like. I hate doing a roast, but I genuinely hate the person.
Yeah, because there's a feeling of...
It feels icky.
Yeah.
I want to be going, ah.
Yeah.
You know, it's meant to be a laugh, you know.
Oh, I love to laugh.
Yeah. Don't we all? What? Scored in here. Better than medicine, I'd say.
Yeah,
better than vaccines, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
They don't work.
The truth.
They don't work at all. Don't give your kids vaccines. That's what I'm here to say. Just give them a laugh. Tickle them.
That's a new father. That's not great advice.
If you're tickled.
I'll tickle your kids for you.
Yeah. I've got a kid of my own. No vaccines. He's always bloody laughing when he's not turning blue.
It's kind of manic.
Yeah. His head's massive. Yeah. He's swelled up. Yeah. Can't stop laughing. I think
crying with laughter.
Yeah. Have he changed his nappy? Not yet.
Not yet.
He's still laughing.
Pissing himself with laughter constantly. Can't hold in.
Yeah. Don't vaccinate, guys.
He's learned anything from today.
That's the title.
Yeah. That's the thumbnail.
This is about COVID, yeah? Watch out for this.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Was COVID fun as a comedian?
Oh, yeah, great.
Any Zoom gigs?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It was grim. I played car parks, mate. I was very sad.
What was car
park? Car park?
Oh, so you were in a car park.
I had someone drive out of a gig I was doing to cars.
Oh.
They did a driving gig, and someone hated it so much. And what was worse is, like, they weren't allowed to go anywhere else.
Right.
So, like, I knew that they'd literally chosen nothing over staying.
That's tough.
Oh. It was, like,
was it easy for them to get out, or was it quite a difficult manoeuvre?
It took a while. I was still doing jokes.
You're guiding them.
Front row.
Go to the yard here,
do you know what? Step out, I'll move. For you.
It was often they'd be banned from beeping their horns because they'd had complaints. So, like, in order to show they were laughing, they just had to flash their lights.
Oh, they're in the car.
They're in the car.
Oh,
they're driving in on the radio. It's a driving movie theatre and comedians on stage. And, like,
so you weren't in your car?
No, I was just on a stage with a mic playing to a car park.
That's so
who
funny.
Who then clacked their lights at me if they enjoyed the
trying
joke.
Trying to do crowd work about the model of cars.
Honestly, I hosted a couple.
Oh,
I went and ran around and knocked on people's windows like I was on Big Brother or something. Like, you know,
a red
on the Big Breakfast.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, we've got a Clio driver.
Just the most Clarkson thing.
It was
ever,
honestly, mate. I should
That's
have
incredible.
Just.
Incredible.
I should have just not. But those
rooms
money's
need
money.
Cleaning.
It was less degrading than what I did on Talksport over COVID.
You did Talksport.
Oh, mate, I did some of those, like, you know, where you go on and it's like, I'm from Leeds and you're from Chelsea, so let's argue.
Oh,
I did some of that with Laura Jennings.
He
was a lovely boy off air. He's a very polite, sweet boy.
Nice.
And then it comes on and he's like, ah, everything's fucking stupid. And he just says stupid shit for money.
Yes, yeah. It's a performance, isn't it?
Yeah, and I got loads of death threats because I said that the grass at Stamford Bridge was watered with the blood of the Russian people.
Very true. Very
it's true.
True. It is.
It's true.
It's a loud laugh from the Newcastle fan over there.
Yeah. You want to wind your fucking neck in
before it gets chopped off.
Yeah. And I said I was glad.
Be careful with those death threats.
Yeah. That's true. I take it back. No disrespect to His Excellency. I said that I was glad Frank Lampard's goal against Germany didn't stand. It shattered you that much. That angered all the England fans. And I knew they cut it up into six bits, and I would know a new one was out because my DMs would just be like, "Oh, I've got 300 DMs," and they'd all be like, "How you?" So I was like, "All right, cool."
They are bonkers, though. Aren't
great
they?
Audience.
I stopped doing football stuff because it's just like it made football boring. It made it work, and also no one can handle it. Anyone who watches that stuff is a moron. I don't watch any of it because it's for idiots. Going, my club's bigger than yours. Yeah. Shut up. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So
it's
so
inflammatory, isn't it? And then the next topic comes along.
Well,
someone's
going to change their mind. They're not going to go, you know what? Leeds are better.
Valid
point. I'm a Leeds fan.
I like
now.
The guy. This guy's
well gym. Done, guys. Yeah.
Amongst the death threats, fair point, mate.
Yeah, well done. Yeah,
you spoke well.
But I'm still going to kill you.
Still going to stab you.
Because like Leeds fans didn't even like me on it. You know, it's like you always annoy them because you say something wrong and you're like, actually, in 1972,
both teams joined together that day.
Well, I stopped doing Leeds stuff when a guy like I started getting people coming up to me at the match to correct me about things I'd said. And I was like,
God.
I don't remember what I say on podcasts.
Yeah,
I just go on and I say stuff or I just black out and then I go home. I don't remember anything that's happened here. Yeah, they're just all very embarrassing. It's like that Goldbridge sort of Arsenal TV thing of where your whole thing is like, who could be the biggest gimp on the internet for money? I think it's pathetic. And like, there's so much more. Like, when everyone has a go at like OnlyFans creators, it's like they are like seven rungs of the internet above them. Like selling your bum hole, there's nothing wrong with that. If someone wants to see it, you sell it, darling. You fucking go for it. There's no shame in that. There is so much shame on watching a football match that other people can't see and going, oh no, oh no, the team I like is not scored a goal. Oh no, sell the club, buy another player. Honestly, I would so much rather suck a cock on the internet.
Yeah.
Title of the podcast.
Yes. Yes. That could be your thing. The match could be on in the background.
Sure,
the
watch along. Welcome to Rumble Hall. Suck along.
This week I'm sucking off a Middlesbrough fan.
So what do you reckon your chances of promotion, mate?
Still getting death threats.
You sat me wrong.
Shame what happened with Rob Edwards, isn't it?
The only thing that's coming back up is that spunk pal. Just sat there silently for 90 minutes. Are you going to do me? No. Just towards the end.
Should we watch the game?
I've lost the mood for it now.
85th minute. Yeah. Probably go for another if you want. Nah. One time.
Yeah, I was just conceding. I feel sad now. I won't be able to put my back into it in the same way.
Just him nudging his penis against your face.
Not now. It's that red card.
It would be great to watch.
It's watchable. There's a market for it. 100%, there's certainly a market.
100%.
Yeah. Write in the comments if you'd like to see me suck a cock along to football matches. Because if enough people say yes, I will start the Patreon.
Because OnlyFans works.
Yeah, it does.
The title is perfect.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, like there's going to be a branding issue for me, if anything. But I try and bridge the gap, right? Yeah. You know, like we get different rivalries each week. Like one week.
Oh, so like kind of. You suck them both off, maybe.
And then they can suck each other off. Like we start off gentle with like a red scouser and a blue scouser. They don't hate each other that much. It's a friendly rivalry, but you know. By the end, it's like Ajax and Hapoel Tel Aviv. It's like
taking it worldwide.
It's like really going off. You know,
it's all just in your flat.
Yeah,
wherever you want to film. Well, Bolton, I guess.
Shed.
Above an estate agent.
In front of the women's institute.
I'm getting rivalries from abroad. This week I've got Boca Juniors. I think it's Flamengo. I don't know who they hate.
During the World Cup when there was 5 games, blasted.
I'm just like absolutely knackered on a live stream at 4 a.m. Watching Kazakhstan against Switzerland.
My heart's not in it anymore, I'll be honest.
To be honest, lads, I don't know if I can do another one. It's too many at this point.
Couldn't understand a word he was saying, but lovely cup.
Good luck with the dictatorship, I assume.
How many views would you have to be having for that to be, you know, worthwhile?
Yeah. Mm. A lot.
You'd have to have more people watching than in the room, I think.
Yeah.
You'd hope so, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
I'd want to be getting a lot of, like, cartoon roses or whatever receiver stream now.
Thanks for the galaxy.
Like and subscribe, guys.
Hey, guys, it's now time for the final question.
Less wooden.
Less
Pinocchio.
Wooden. That was too wooden.
Is that wooden?
It's awful.
Hey, guys.
It was like a bloody wardrobe. Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Introduce yourself.
Wow.
Why were you talking during the jinglers?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of
do you know what? I'm just getting my voice warmed up, actually.
Is this your first
You're
day?
Only just getting warmed
I think
up.
So.
This is,
hello.
More wooden. More wooden, I think.
Big cook or little cook.
Hi. Hey. Hello.
That one, officer.
Final question time. Hit it, Ethan.
All right, Max.
Well,
this week I'm going to ask you.
We're joined by a guest as well. Don't you say, all right, Max?
No,
I assumed, you know, sort of directed there and the floor would be thrown open. And I assumed it's.
Well, we don't know that.
All right.
All right, Rob.
You can be respectful of the guest.
Yeah, please. Rob, Steve, Tom, Max, final question.
The segment can go anywhere.
Sorry, my name is Sir Boss. I don't know what for all this Steve's
Rob, doing. Sir Boss, Tom, Max, Ethan here. Here's your final question. This week, I want to know if you had to get rid of one accent, which one goes? Now, that doesn't mean the worst accent. That means what one you're getting rid of. Yeah.
Estuary English is the worst in the world. You know, like sort of like Essex, sort of like Kent.
Proper,
there is no one more thick sounding than a thick person from Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
send him back.
Also, Kent is a shithole.
Like proper, just classic southern posh, like made in Chelsea kind of.
Love a bit of that. I don't like, to be fair, when it's full made in Chelsea, it is a bit much, but I do have a borderline fetish for posh girls.
Really? Is this from like the London uni days?
No, I think it was, I grew up in a little town in North Yorkshire called Knaresborough, which is next to Harrogate. So there was like, I saw posh girls in Harrogate going to posh schools, and they all like looked healthy and had like nice skin and stuff. You know what I mean? And like then I'd look at the grey tissue paper women at my school. I'm a grey tissue paper man. Like, I'm not throwing stones that you know, won't come back at me. But yeah, my missus is a posho, and like I love a bit of that. But it's like first generation posh is the best when their parents have done well.
Right, okay.
That's great.
New money.
Yeah, like a new money. They went to private school. Parents are all right. That's perfect for me. Mm. I get made in Chelsea when it gets too posh, though. It is great.
Yeah, it's not really doing anything for me.
Do you know what? I don't mind the Brummie accent. I know that's the one.
Brummie's an easy one to go for.
But it's also fun, Brummie. It gets a hard rep because it's not sexy, but it's like it's not like offensive to the ear like some could be because it's all like and they sound like fun, like you know,
West Country.
It's annoying, but again, I think because it's so fun,
it's quite cartoonish.
Yeah.
I think my favourite is Nigerian. I saw a Nigerian
Nigerian accent,
and I was like,
yeah,
that's a fucking weapon. Having like certain accents makes you funnier, like Glaswegian's one of them.
Yeah, that's great.
But like Nigerian, I was like, just like the guy was great. He was really like, he was funny, but like could just listen to him forever.
Yeah.
I love like there's a rhythm to a Nigerian accent that I'm not doing, and we're all glad. We're all glad. We've all been tense through that whole discussion of Nigerian accents. But it's okay.
The one I don't like is it's more like white people who are maybe from South London.
Yes.
It might be.
Oh, yeah,
there's a type of accent there.
Elliot Steele.
That, yeah. Sorry, Elliot.
No, but like there is a
right
thing.
In there.
Yeah, you are right. It's like posh kids putting on that sort of like semi-roadman
thing.
I live in a very nice suburb of Stockport where they do that.
Oh,
it's like,
it's the
grow
worst.
Up. Your mum's going to come pick you up in a BMW.
Yeah.
It's lovely and leafy where we live, but there'll still be like lads in hoodies like, and like kissing their teeth.
Yes,
it's like,
that's the one.
No. Are you a Yardie? Because I've never seen a Yardie in Heelys before.
With such nice skin.
Yeah.
So what point are you making here, sir?
Your skin's lovely. No, that is super annoying. That.
Just stroking them in the back of your hand. You're not a Yardie. You're first generation, aren't you?
The worst to hear abroad is a toss-up between American and Scouse.
So I don't
if I hear, I don't mind Scouse at all. Yeah. Like I like it as an accent. I think it can sound nice. But if you're on holiday and you hear it, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you hear it at a breakfast buffet, you're like, I can't get away because they are everywhere.
The one that I don't like is where my girlfriend's from is the Wirral. And
sure.
I think it's more the males.
Demi Scouse.
Yeah, and it's the way they say the words like no. Oh, shit. No. I know I'm from St. Helens, but I don't have the accent. That's not great either. The Salford one, not necessarily Manchester, but Salford.
When
like
it's real,
proper,
like,
Shaniqua.
Yeah.
I think I've just heard that during uni too much. Not Shaniqua.
Shaniqua.
Me and Shaniqua don't talk anymore. And then Ethan's.
Yeah.
Really? I think it's that droll, that just maybe not his accent, just that how he speaks and his appearance.
Oh, it's
voice.
Just my
specifically
voice.
His voice.
That wasn't the question, Stephen.
So
it's Mike
off,
the
please,
accent.
Just for everyone else.
Can we also get rid of someone's looks?
No, again, Rob, not in
the question.
You can't with a shotgun.
No,
strong enough shotgun.
Not here.
That's already a problem.
Thanks for answering the final question.
Thanks for being the answer.
You have to tune it out at some point, don't you?
Yeah, you got to.
We could get a voice box instead of you speaking.
Like
could
Darth
you say
Vader?
The same stuff? We could do that for
AI.
Well,
what would you rather he had?
Like
an AI voice.
Yeah,
I think AI would
there.
Just polish up what he does,
right.
But a bit, make it a bit crisp, a bit smooth, a bit quicker.
Yeah. Well, we can speed it up. Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, so speed's the issue.
AI'll do that bit.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Still.
You could put his face in a higher resolution. Might
oh, no.
No, I'm not even on camera.
Be careful
why
with
that.
You want to be very careful.
This is the 4 pixels he's working with. They're fine, aren't they? If you squint, you saw his foot.
You need to get one of those Portuguese bandanas. Right, I think that's it. I think that's the podcast. I think that's the episode. I think we're done. Are we happy with that? Are you happy with that?
Max, you're the boss.
Delighted.
Wow.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
Yeah, sure.
Tough to ask him.
Are you happy with that?
No.
Right, start again.
Right, here we go.
Start again. Roll it back.
I've got to be on the intro again.
My name's Max.
Thanks for watching, everyone. Yeah. That's been the White Noise Podcast. I've been joined by Tom Looney.
Thank you, Max. Pleasure as always.
Stephen Tries.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And Rob Mulholland.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Special, 13th of September.
13th of September on YouTube.
Wow, free to watch, a special.
My God, I'm so generous.
That is generous.
He is generous of me. I could be charging.
Any last things you want to say, Max?
No.